non-parametric statistics, there's some basic assumptions and there's a range of different approaches that do not rely on something like assuming that it's a normal distribution, for example. It can be any shape or any collection of data, and you can make some meaningful results of it. And the non-parametric refers to that it doesn't have parameters or the statistics estimating the parameters, and such it is generally not quite as powerful, meaning that it can't resolve differences as precisely as if you do have a normal distribution or a Weibull distribution, and you can use parametric statistics. So these come in handy in all kinds of different circumstances, and we'll assume we'll take a look at a range of different tools, which is just scratching the surface of what's available. Now, the underlying motivation for using non-parametric statistics is that you don't have to make any assumptions or even check to see if it's a normal distribution, for example, or log normal or exponential or whichever one that a parametric approach would require. So if I have a collection of data and I don't have any information about it other than it's a pile of numbers, I can calculate the mean and standard deviation, even though those are useful as the parameter or the statistics for a normal distribution, it may well not have a bell-shaped curve if I do a histogram of the data. So I need something that maybe I don't want to use that assumption that it's normally distributed. I have a small sample set and it may be difficult to know if it's normally distributed or not. So I can avoid making these assumptions, and in some cases, you'll make an assumption and it's wrong, and it will change the results of your analysis. And so, to a large extent, non-parametrics are a bit more conservative, and so you see them more often in the medical fields, but it from a statistics point of view, is it has less restrictions as to when I can use it. So part of that, and I alluded to it already, is that it's distribution-free. So it can be bimodal, it can be very heavily skewed, it could be some kind of strange wiggly shape on a histogram, and it really doesn't matter. The ability of the data non-parametric approaches is still valid. Now, the other part is that it works with data that doesn't really apply to a continuous or a discrete distribution. It might be just ordinal data. It may have a rank ordering capability, but the distance between the ranks, it doesn't have any meaning. So in those cases, a distribution doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but we're able to use non-parametric statistics in those cases. And last note is, I think I already mentioned, is that it's not parametric. And it just means that we don't have to make estimates before we go do the calculations. We don't have to determine the statistics as estimates of the parameters before calculating. Now, some of the non-parametric statistics do have you calculate values that are used in a normal or a t-distribution or a chi-square distribution and so on, but those are not relying on the data itself having those shapes or distributions. So it comes in pretty handy when, like I started off with, when we have just some set of data and no real information about it. Now, as we're going through the statistics part, once again, I want to remind you that if you have questions or if you need some assistance with something, you know, let me know. I'm trying to figure out how to improve the course, but more importantly, how to help you master this material. So fire away your questions. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. In the next section, we'll take a look at the basic approach used for non-parametric methods.